Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. This is Aaron Luttrell, and I'm coming at you this week with episode number 35 of Real Talk Real Estate. So the first thing I will mention in this post tonight is the fact that I have several crazy stories that I found. A quick Google search for realtor horror stories turned up more results than I ever could have imagined. Everybody thinks that real estate transactions are often easy, pretty simple to get through. You know, there might be some hiccups along the way, but they don't really think of all the crazy horror stories that may come from real estate transactions. So I thought tonight I would just share some stories that I found across the web, and actually kind of tie them to some things I may have even heard in our local market that may surprise you as well. So if you check out the description of this week's episode, I've got links to three different articles where I found different lists of crazy stories that people from around the country have dealt with in their dealings in the real estate industry. And I just want to talk about three or four of my favorite crazy stories here tonight. So as always, be sure to like this video, share it with your friends, anybody who you think might get a kick out of some of these stories. This will be a little bit more of a fun episode than an informative one, but hopefully have some good information for you there as well. And then also, after I finish up tonight, if I miss any crazy stories, or if you have any crazy stories that you want to share, let me know in the comments down below. I think it's a great place to kind of have a community to talk about the different crazy stuff that people have dealt with throughout their years buying and selling homes. So without further ado, let's start off with talking about one of the craziest things that I've personally seen, and that is wrecked houses. And when I say wrecked houses, I mean some crazy, awful stuff that people have done to their homes. Particularly, this comes into play if you're looking at, you know, foreclosure properties. Fixer Upper, Flipper Flop, all these shows on HGTV that show you these people that go in and buy these foreclosed homes, put a little bit of money into them, put some paint on the walls, some carpet on the floors, turn around and sell it, not too much problems. As I've stated many, many times, those are fake, so fake. The truth is sometimes people, when they're going through the foreclosure process, get really, really unhappy. Surprise, surprise. You tell somebody they can't live in their house anymore, sometimes they tend to do some horrible things to that house. Some of those things include, and this is even from my own experience of homes that I've been in, cutting the air conditioning condenser out and selling it for money when they know they're getting evicted. I've seen people tear the kitchen cabinets off of walls, the vanities out of bathrooms, and even go ahead and tear out light fixtures and plumbing fixtures. You wouldn't believe the things that I've seen people do when they know that they're getting kicked out of their home to try to sell off parts to make some money. If you click on one of the links, I don't know which one will take you there, but one of the links above actually had a story about a guy in Texas who was so ticked off when he was getting evicted out of his house because he wasn't making his payments that not only did he tear out fixtures and do other things, but he also hooked the hitch of his truck up to the porch and pulled it off of the house. He took a sledgehammer to the walls inside the home and poured concrete into all of the sewage drain lines in the house. Supposedly the damage was so bad to the property that they ended up having to tear it down because there was nothing they could do to adequately repair it, to put it back on the market. So yeah, some people just do horrible, awful things to properties. I actually was helping clean out or just junk out a house that had been foreclosed on previously, and I've seen people go in and cut out all the copper, plumbing, pull out wiring from the house, do all kinds of things, anything they can do to mess the house up so somebody else can't have it, or just to try to scrap some of the metal so that they can go through and make a quick buck. So wrecked houses, absolute horror stories that you've heard are all true. Those things definitely happen. Another thing, now this one, this is a little bit of a different scenario that happened to a realtor in one of those articles I posted, but this is actually kind of a warning story for some potential buyers out there as well. If you're looking at different things like on Craigslist or things that aren't necessarily listed with a real estate agent, you might even find yourself in a situation similar to this. So what happened in this story was there was an agent who got a listing lead. So she pulled up all the information, got the property card, got the owner's name, took down everything she needed to go out to the house, met someone there at the house. We'll say it was someone at this point. She believed this person to be the seller. He talked to her like he was going to sell the property. He answered all her questions as if he was going to be the one selling the property. They built up great rapport. He was ready to sign the contracts to get the home on the market. Only problem was, He wasn't the owner of the property. He was actually a tenant who was renting the property, who was trying to solicit the business to try to sell it and get the proceeds from that sale, basically trying to scam the real estate agent. When she found out that he wasn't the owner of the property, she contacted the actual owner, who was completely unaware that any of this was happening. And obviously he was a little upset. He didn't want to sell the property. And so basically she found out that the deal was dead. This listing she thought she was going to get wasn't in any actuality a listing that was ever going to happen. So you think that that might be something that you can't really apply to our area. This was actually out in LA. Things are a little bit different how they do business out there. But the truth is real estate scams are super prevalent in our area. I've heard of a lot of rental scams where people are posting homes online, like Craigslist and other places, where it says, hey, you know, send me your deposit. Well, I'll mail you the key, or you can meet somebody there at the house and they'll let you in. And the truth is they take that money. Nobody ever shows up and you end up just being out that cash. So this is just kind of a warning story that is just, I'm putting it out there so people realize that you need to do your due diligence before you ever send anybody money or assume that you're getting any kind of listing. If you're a real estate agent, make sure you're finding out everything you possibly can, because you would not believe how many people there are out there who will try to do anything to make a quick buck and scam other people. It's awful. It's dishonest. I hate it, but it definitely happens. Third story for you here this evening. Now, this is one that definitely is something that comes up quite often. I always tell my sellers, no matter what, even if they plan on moving out of the house and leaving it vacant after they have moved on, that they should always keep the utilities on in their house. If it's summertime and it gets extremely hot and you don't have the AC running, buyers aren't going to want to spend much time looking at the property because they're going to be uncomfortable, they're going to be hot, they want to get the heck out of there, so that's a bad idea. Same thing in the wintertime. You want to make sure that you keep the heat on, because if it's super cold, they don't want to stay there. You know, you want buyers to spend time in your house to try to picture themselves living there. So keep the temperature in a range where they're most comfortable. That's the most likely way to keep them in the house and actually keep them looking at the things that kind of give them a feel of what the house is going to be like. But there's one other utility that's often overlooked, and I think you might know where I'm going with this one. That's the water. Now, leaving the water on, you would think in the wintertime may not be that big a deal. You don't want your pipes to freeze. You can keep the house a little bit cooler than normal. May not be a horrible thing, right? Well, I tell sellers this all the time too. As much as I don't necessarily want it to happen or expect it to happen, when people are looking at your home, especially if they're looking at several homes throughout the day, there's always the potential that somebody's going to use the bathroom. And yes, there are times that they don't check the water first to make sure it's on, especially if they're in a situation where they just gotta go. Sometimes they just go. You know where I'm going with this. If your water's off and they go, they're probably not sticking around to see what they can do to take care of it. They're just gonna leave that mess there for anybody else to deal with whenever they come in. I have shown several vacant properties where I found that other people have used the toilet and not been able to flush it. So if you're gonna vacate a property, always, always, always try to leave that water on as long as you possibly can, because if you don't, you wouldn't believe the mess and the problems that you're gonna have to deal with if somebody goes in and they don't check the water first and they use the toilet. So one of the stories in the articles that I've linked to, they talk about a 5-year-old kid who came into an open house, and he said he was just shocked at the mess that this child made. And basically the mother and child ran screaming from the open house in shame because they didn't want anybody to know what had happened. So I thought that was pretty hilarious, but it definitely is something that happens more often than you think. Now, the last story that I want to tell, this one is definitely something that hits close to home. This was actually a story that was shared with me by another realtor in the Evansville, Indiana market. We tell our clients all the time, it's actually on our listing contracts, that we are not responsible for insuring the safety of valuables or prescription drugs or anything else like that in homes. Obviously, anytime that we're in a property with anyone, we're trying to watch them and we're trying to pay attention to what's going on, because we don't want your stuff to be stolen. But the truth is, people are coming in and out at times that we can't keep our focus entirely on them the entire time. And one of those situations specifically is at an open house. You know, obviously, if you have me hosting an open house for you, your ultimate goal is to have so many people in the house checking it out that, you know, are trying to get a buyer in there. That's always a good thing to have a lot of people in there, but it also can be a bad thing because sometimes there are dishonest people in the world, like I said previously. They may have multiple people in there with somebody to distract an agent, ask questions, and try to get them completely away from other parties while they're going through your medicine cabinets. They're checking through drawers. They're stealing jewelry. You know, we've heard of people trying to take firearms. Guys, you have to understand that we do everything we can to safeguard your stuff and to keep people out of your items, but this is something that definitely happens. It was actually a real estate agent who was holding an open house at his personal home, and he had several items of jewelry stolen. So those are the type of horror stories that we hate to hear about, especially hate to hear about those type of things happening to realtors or sellers or anyone we know that we work with. So anytime your agent tells you it's important to make sure you're putting away your valuables and keeping them safeguarded, it absolutely 100% is for your benefit because we don't want anything stolen from you. So those are the four stories that I wanted to share with you this evening. Definitely horror stories, some worse than others, but let me know in the comments down below any horror stories you may have from your dealings in real estate, whether you've been a buyer, you've been a seller, or maybe you've just been a landlord or a property investor. I hear that those people definitely always have some of the best stories. So let me know in the comments down below any stories that you have of your horror stories from real estate, or you can give me a call at 812-779-6273 or send me a message with any other topics that you want to hear about here on Real Talk Real Estate. Hope you guys are having a fantastic start to the week. Can't wait to talk to you next Monday.